Today, we are discussing student learning loss issues and state requirements for graduation. Today, I have with me two special guests. First, we have John Farinella, who is also an attorney. He is the NJPSA legal counsel, and he has more than 25 years of experience in public schools, serving as a teacher, vice principal, and principal prior to joining NJPSA's legal team. Welcome, John.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here and join you this afternoon.
Our second special guest today is Rosa Chera, immediate past president and legislative chairperson for NJPTA. Welcome, Rose.
Thank you, Sandra, and I look forward to also being here today and discussing this important topic on student learning loss issues and state requirements for graduation. Thanks for having us.
It's always great to have you here. And I will say for those of you listening, when you access the materials, not only can you get a copy of the PowerPoint that would follow along with what we're talking about today, but there will also be a list of resources with links that you can click on to get additional information that John Farinella put together as an excellent resource to use. So at this point, I will turn the conversation over to John and let him talk about addressing learning loss issues and state requirements for graduation.
Thank you very much, Sandra, and welcome to everyone on today's podcast. Learning loss is an issue that we're all talking about right now, but I want to start the conversation today by saying this. As a teacher, as a principal, as an educator, learning loss is a temporary event, and we all talk about being lifelong learners. This is a transition phase that we are now in, moving back to restarting our schools.